Begin the current daf, Maseches Brachos, daf Lamed Ches. Begin with Taisa Devar Maaskal. Taisa begins with the words of the Gemara, Marzutra Kaveh Sudasei Olavei. Marzutra, he made a meal out of it, which Taisa comes to explain that the same halacha applies not only in the case of the Gemara, but all types of foods, of mezainis, when a person makes his meal on that. And that is the Gemara brought the Marzutra, he made a suda on this type of food called Kuba Da'ara, where although, as the Gemara explained, since it's just a clunk of dough, the bracha is mezainis, but since he made a suda on it, he sat down to eat a meal out of it, so the bracha was hamleitzi. So Taisa says, v'chein nilish. Also regarding nilish, which are like these thin type of pastries, which in the previous Taisa he explained, although the bracha is b'yamin mezainis, but he kavas subdasiyali, but if he makes a meal out of it, mevarchin ala hamleitzi, then you make a bracha of hamleitzi in it. And v'chein tzi b'haram b'purim. So to the ram, whether that be the discussion regarding who the Ram actually is, which personality, is it Reb Meir, the son-in-law of Rashi? But either way, the Ram, he said that on Purim, Shekoyben Sudas Nalein, that they go and they make a meal out of this Nilish, Lavar Hamaitzi Bepas Tchila, that first they should go ahead and make a bracha of Hamaitzi on a piece of bread first. Kedei Lepaitri Mebracha, to exempt from Mebracha, because since you're making a meal out of it, the bracha should be Hamaitzi. Now, Taisa comes to explain, so why do you have to wash on a piece of bread? Why didn't you make hamaitzi on this nilish itself? It's because Shayim Esupik, the ram was in doubt, Ihava Kviyus Sayu, is the permanence of these thin pastries considered Kviyus Oilei, is it considered permanence of making a meal? It's not just anything that you can make a meal out of. You make a meal out of water, or you make a meal out of other things, you're not going to make hamaitzi. It's only certain types of things that, since it's not so permanent, you make a mezainis, but when you make a meal out of it, it's going to be hamaitzi. He wasn't sure if this nilish is in the qualification that you can make hamaitzi out of it, but maybe yes. Therefore, he said to go ahead and wash on a piece of bread and then eat the suda from this nilish. Now, we're continuing the next taste of the b'maskel. This begins with the words of the Gemara. Haidush de tamri. The dates, honey, the honey from dates, mevarchin olivei shahakol. The bracha on it beforehand is a shahakol. Taste can explain it. First of all, the date honey is toman even if you don't mix in water. And also, why don't you make on beer, a bracha of mezainis. And that is the Gemara brought from Amar Rav Ashi, as our Tosfos quotes, from the honey from dates, is the liquid that comes out, is the shahakal. So Tosfos says, v'chein mashkin mechom in the peris. Says Tosfos, so to the liquid from all types of fruits, meaning the fruit juices, the halach is going to be that the bracha is shahakal. Bar mitirish v'yitzer, there's two exceptions to that rule, which is wine that comes from grapes and oil that comes from olives. Kadaminigab arla, like we say by the laws of arla, regarding the fruits of the first 3 years of a tree, which is forbidden, only by wine and oil do we say that it has the same halacha as the fruit itself of Arla, as the Mishnah teaches Masechtas Trumos, that the lashes of Arla is only on the juice that comes out of olives and then grapes. And the reason that is because the beverage of all fruits that comes out, it's what the Gemara calls Zeya Ba'ama, just like sweat. It's not really the actual fruit itself, but the liquid that comes out from grapes and olives, that's considered like the primary pre itself. Now, it says Taisa, Lafuki Mahag. What he's saying over here is to exclude from the Baal Halachas Gedailas. Shapirish, because he explains this that our Gemara says over here, the case that Taisa's Devar Matzchah is on, that you make a shahakal on the honey from dates. He says, the Mayrish and Oslam Teichen Mayim. He says, the reason why I make a shahakal is because we're talking about that water was added to the honey. Therefore, it's not so significant to make a bracha by a pre-eight. Says Taisa, no, the truth is that even if water was not added to the honey, and the same thing is the liquid that comes out of any fruit juices, the halacha is not like the pre itself, and you're going to have orange juice, apple juice, all types of juices, you're not going to make the bracha of ha'etz, rather you're going to make the bracha of shahakal. Now Taisa goes into a related discussion, b'shechar didan, he says, now our beer, which is made from barley that soaks in water, avagav the shema yesh ben kezayis, even though you might have an olive size of the barley that soaked in the water. Bechtechilis pras, the amount of time that you could eat a pras, which is around 4 eggs worth of the barley in the amount of time, like let's say that takes around 4 to 9 minutes. And in that amount of mixture, that if you have that amount of wheat or barley inside the beverage or beer that you're drinking, so that's not nullified in the water. So therefore, why don't you make a bracha of mezainis because of the barley? So it says, Taisis, leimavarchan alav bayimin mezainis. You don't make a bracha bayimin mezainis, el a shahakal, just a shahakal on beer. Now, it says, Taisis, afil l'rav shmul da'amri, that they say, kol sheish b'mechamesh aminim, anything that has one of the five species of grain, mevarchan alav bayimin mezainis, you make a bayimin mezainis. So, you know, and here it satiates, so we should make a bayimin mezainis. So it says, Taisis, no, three reasons why not. Hacha, over here, lo'havabu mamash sa'irim. It doesn't really have the actual barley inside the beer, the beer only has a taste of the barley. So though it contributes and it has even enough of its derivative that it's not butl in the water, but still it's just the taste, it's not the actual barley. Therefore, we're not going to make a mezainis on beer, we're going to make just a shahakal. Void, moreover, there's another a higher level that we usually use from barley, which is bapas, which is with bread. And therefore, anything that's not similar to a form of bread or something like that, you're not going to make a bracha of shahakal, because that's not like the suda that you do with usually with barley and with wheat. You usually make a food staple, and you don't make it out of beer. So therefore, it's similar to what we had regarding what wheat flour, that it's like that gets demoted. Therefore, here it's not going to be the primary. To the contrary, the water, the beverage, is going to be the primary. You're going to make a shahakal. Void, moreover, says Taisus, Bishtir, regarding drinking, I'm a shahakal in general. When it comes to a drinking, then the bracha is going to be a shahakal. So therefore, Taisus wrote that, first of all, to qualify that the date honey is tokmat even without water being added, and still the bracha is going to be shahakal. And the reason is because it's just like considered sweat of the pre. It's not considered the pre itself, and never that applies to all fruit juices. Now, regarding beer, also Taisa says the bracha there is shahakal, but Taisa wonders why. Why over there don't you make a barim mezainis, even though the barley is primary, and we say whenever there's wheat, barley, or the one of the five species of grain, that then you make the bracha barim mezainis. So it says Taisa, first of all, because you don't really have barley, you just have the taste of the barley. Second of all, the barley here has a higher level that it's usually used for, which is to turn it into some type of a starch, of a pastry, a bread, and therefore, since you're not using that way, it's not going to be the primary. And third of all, when it comes to drinking, the primary is the liquid that you're drinking, and not the barley, which is not a liquid itself, and therefore, we're going to qualify it as the liquid of the water, and therefore make a shahakal, not a barim mezainis. Now, we're going to the next taste of Ramaskal. Taste begins with the words of the Gemara, v'shavin shabeichin, that they all agree regarding mixing. Which Taisus comes to explain, from where did Rav Yosef take his proof that we see that this case that's being discussed is talking about a dough that's not thick. And that is, in the Gemara, Rav Chizdat said that shtisa, which is a type of a dish that's made from that sweet roasted flour that's mixed with water and oil and with salt, so when it's a thin batter, so then you make a bracha on it, shahakal. The reason for that is because essentially when people drink that, they're drinking it as, yeah, if you're eating it as a food item, so you'll make a barim mezainis. But since people who drink that liquidy shtisa is for refuah purposes, so it's not going to have the halacha like the starch itself, which is mezainis, rather it's going to have a bracha of shahakal. That Rebbe asks, how can you say that the liquidy shtisa is drunk for refuah? We learn the Brice that says that everyone agrees that you can mix the shtos on Shabbos. Now, you can't do something for refuah on Shabbos. And yet still we see that this liquidy shtus could go ahead and be made on Shabbos. Obviously, says Rabbi Yosef, that must be that it's not made for refuah, which refutes the teaching of Rav Chisda. Now, Taisus explains this, that we're quoting from the Brisa that says, v'shavin shabeichshin, this is starting in the middle of a Brisa. What's this talking about that everyone agrees regarding mixing it? It refers to Rabbi Yosef, that pligi gabi naisin mayim l'techa morsin, that there they disagree regarding someone, if you could put water into bran on Shabbos, which the Brisa there teaches, Rebbe holds you cannot put water into bran because that's considered like gibel, which is kneading. It's like a lush type of, which is a malacha on Shabbos. Yisbir just says you're allowed to put the water into the bran because it's not really gibel. It's like an indirect type of a way. Now, that's what the Brisa continues says, that they both agree that Shabbaychshin, what's that talking about? And this is going to show the proof of Rebbe Yisiv, ubekalishamari. But when it's not thick, then they both agree when it's just thin, that then you could go ahead and mix it. That's not going to be a problem about gibel because it's not kneading anything. It's like a liquidy type of a thing. It's not really making one mass. Now, how do we know that it's talking about that it's liquidy, which was the point Rabbi Yosef is pointing out? From the fact that the terminology used that everyone agrees that you could do baychashin, which is a terminology of a type of mixing when you do in liquid, because of a liquidy lushin gibel. Doesn't use the terminology of mixing, which makes it into one mass, which is what the terminology of gibel means when you knead something together. And therefore, that was the proof that even though we're talking about a liquidy shtisum, that we see that they both hold that you can mix it on Shabbos. What do you mean? Why are you making it for? Obviously, because you can drink it on Shabbos. And that Rebbe brings a raya. Obviously, that this shtisa, this liquidy shtisa, is not drunk for refuah purposes. Because if it was, it would be forbidden to drink on Shabbos, which that refutes Rav Chizda, who says that, yeah, the reason why you make a shahak on this liquidy shtisa is because made for refuah. And says Taisa v'hachid dakin hasan, this is actually what the Gemara within Masech the Shabbos infers from the terminology of the Brisa, since it says beichashin, that obviously we're talking about a liquidy type of a substance, and that's why the Revisa was asking from there, that you see that this liquid ishtisa is not for a fool, because or else how else are you doing this on Shabbos? As we continue, the next taste of the maskel, taste begins with the words of the Gemara that continue on this theme. Visa gredach lerefuah of the Revisa asked, and if you would think that this liquid ishtisa is made for refuah b'Shabbos mishari, are you allowed to do medicinal something that you're going to eat on Shabbos? That's not permitted. Which again, that was this question of Yisub was asking Rav Chisda, how could you say shti saraka, you drink it for a fool, and that's why you make a shahakal, when the Braisa says that you're going to do this on Shabbos, that you can make it, but refu is forbidden on Shabbos. Now, Taisus is bothered by the following question. Even if you say the refu is forbidden to take medicine on Shabbos, but if something is not just medicine, but it's also a food item, like shtisa, maybe then it's permitted to eat it, even though your purposes is for refuah purposes. And that text explains that no, the savior of Yosef held that he was asking this question, the kivin the chol she'ikar lerefuah, since whatever the primary element is for medicinal purposes, ve'in regilus la'sois l'tzerech achila, and it's not normative to do it for eating purposes, then asa b'Shabbos v'chul, then that's what he was asking, that's forbidden to be done on Shabbos, and different from the fact that the Braisa says you're allowed to make it on Shabbos, obviously that's a proof that it's not usually made to drink it for refuah, and that's why he asked Rav Chisda, who said you make a shahakal because of refuah, obviously it's not for refuah. Now, on that, we continue the next taste of Imasl, which continues on that theme of the Gemara. On that, Abaya asked Rav Yosef, V'otnan, but we learned in the Mishnah, Kala'ich, L'mechulu, all food items, etc., which taste comes to explain what was Abaya's question on Rav Yosef, and what was the conclusion of the Gemara. That is, as we said before, that Rav Yosef had asked on Rav Chisda, that said that a liquid ishtisa, you make for a fuah, therefore chahakal. And that Rabbi says, how can you say that? We learned that Bryce says you're allowed to make it on Shabbos, but if it's for a fuah, but you're not allowed to eat refuah on Shabbos. Now, we said in the previous tastes that even if it's a food item, this was what Rabbi Yosef understood, you're not allowed to eat on Shabbos because it's primarily made for refuah. Now, according to their interpretation, now Taisa has a question. So what was Abaye's question of Yosef, that he taught a Mishnah that any food item that's a regular food you could eat, even as refuah on Shabbos, which sounds like, oh, you're allowed to eat al-eichel refuah, and therefore that's refuting Rav Yosef. But what do you mean? Why is that difficult? You could explain the Mishnah only by food items that are not primarily for refuah purposes. People eat it because they enjoy it, and just incidentally, it's l'refuah. But what's primarily l'refuah, then it would be forbidden to eat, even if it's an edible, even if it's like a type of a food item, not just a Tylenol or aspirin, something that's for refuah purposes. So that taste explains, yeah, because the mashma, it was understood to Abaya, medenokat, from the fact that the Mishnah used the word kala eichlin, all food items. That's telling us to add a chiddush. That fill a kol she'ikl refuah, that even anything, if its primary element is for refuah, kivin shiro l'chila, but since it's fit for eating, so the shapar damin, that's okay, and the nukat kol, from the fact that it says all food items. And that's why he's refuting Rav Yosef. What do you mean? Yeah, what are you asking on Rav Chisda? That he says it's, oh, this liquid ishtisi make a shahakol because it's primarily for refuah. So you're asking, wait a second, if it's for refuah, then, and you're understanding that even as a food item, it's primarily refuah, then you wouldn't be able to make it on Shabbos. And that says, Abaye, no, you see from this Mishnah, kol, anything that's a food item, even if it's primarily for refuah, that's still, you see that you're allowed to eat on Shabbos, and therefore, that's why you can make this liquid ishtis on Shabbos, even refuah, because it's a food item, even if it's ikul refuah. And yes, therefore, when you're coming to eat this thing, you're going to make a shahakal, because the primary is refuah, but still you can do it on Shabbos, because it's a food item. Now, Tais continues and says, Umasik ha-gemar, the Gemara concludes, regarding this discussion, that it's tricha de Rav Shmuel. We needed the teaching of Rav Shmuel. In other words, although we learned in the Braisa that this shtisa is a food item, for the fact that we said you're allowed to prepare it on Shabbos, and because we learned in the Mishnah that Abaya just brought in the previous tesis that you're allowed to eat all food items on Shabbos, even if the intent is for a refuah, so you see it's a food item. So obviously we'd make a bracha. No, that's what the Gemara was saying, that we need Rav Shmuel to teach that you have to make a bracha on the shtisa, because the tesis explains. Yeah, the pshita is obvious, the masnitin sharia. The halacha of the Mishnah that said you're permitted to go ahead and make it on Shabbos, even though it's being used for refuah, but since it's a food item, like that Mishnah taught, that's going to be permitted to do on Shabbos. That we didn't need Rav Shmuel to tell us that it's considered a food item regarding Shabbos. Aval, the Rav Shmuel Ashmin, but what is Rav Shmuel teaching us? The lay name of that you shouldn't say, okay, but kibin dekla refuah, but since ultimately, yeah, it's a food item, so you don't have the gezerah of refuah on Shabbos because it's a food item, so there's no such a problem. But since ultimately keeping nikla refu, the one who's eating it is a primary intent is for medicinal purposes. So therefore I would have said that he shouldn't make a bracha at all because he's not eating it to have the pleasure. He's eating it just as a therapy. Kamash Malan, that's what Rabbi Shmuel to tell us, keeping them as honey, and ultimately, since the person's having pleasure from it, Boye Bruchi has to make a bracha. Now, when we come Akum, but however, in spite of that, that's what they were telling us, Lo Yavaruch El Shahakal, that the only bracha you're going to make is a Shahakal, Kim Shayna Asalisid, because ultimately you're not making it as a Suda, Kim Lishlis, rather to drink. And that's your purpose, where it's a liquidy one, you don't come to eat it like Bari Minu Zainis, but rather like Rav's case was talking about that when you're coming to drink it, you're coming to drink it, okay, so then you're going to, even though you're having pleasure, but the pleasure when it's in a drinking format is going to be Shahakal. Oh, so says Taisiv Mekain, if that's the case, going back to the theme of a previous Taisiv, so anything that has, even from the five types of grain, but the Eina Asalisad, if it's not made for a meal purpose, Kiyim Lishlis is rather to drink, like beer and the like, so then, Mavarach Shahakal, that's going to be the same halacha that, not just for medicine that has a good taste, but even one of the Chamesh Aminim. But if it's a drinking, then the bracha is going to be Shahakal. And this is how, actually, as the Bahag, the Baal Halacha is Kedailis, this is as he rules and he writes, the Echel Sad Halacha is Shtisa Avam, and this is the conclusion of the Gemara. The thick Shtisa, that's a doughy type of a substance. Mavarch Bayman Mazenis, then you make a Bayman Mazenis. But Kalishta, if it's liquidy, Mavarch Shahakal, then you make Shahakal. And Va'ava Bishal Erfu Nasas, even though it's made for medicine, but Hechadisleon nomine, Mavarch, but since you're having pleasure from it, therefore you're going to make a bracha. But again, as we said, the bracha is going to be a Shahakal. Now, Ketin Tamad Beis, we begin with the Taisa de Bemasal. Taisa begins with the words of the Gemara of the Hilchos HaMaitzi V'chulu. Taisa can explain why were we Masakin, that's as we rule, that we make a bracha of the bread HaMaitzi and not Maitzi. That is because the Gemara brought a machleik is regarding the actual nusach of the bracha of HaMaitzi. Is it, do we say by the word HaMaitzi, does that mean to say that the past tense, which is what we want to say regarding this bread, Hashem already took it out, this grain already from the ground, and we made bread of it? Or does the word hamaitzi mean something that's happening right now, which wouldn't be appropriate to make on something that we already took out from the ground already prior? So on that, the Gemara concludes, Allah is like the Chachamim, that the word hamaitzi means also past tense, and therefore that's the nusach of the bracha that we make on the bread. On that, Taisa wonders, but vava be de b'maitzi, but even though the word maitzi would add a hey, kula amaloi pligi da apik mashma, there no one disagrees that it means the past tense. Why would you pick, yes, even though we rule like the Chachamim, but that's only because also hamaitzi means past tense. But maitzi, everyone agrees is past tense. So why pick one that's only according to some and not say maitzi without the hey that according to everyone means the past tense? So that says Taisa b'Yerushalmi Mefarash Taim, and the Yerushalmi they explain the reason is Kadesh Leila Arav Ha'asias. The reason why we say hamaitzi and not maitzi is because we didn't want to mix up the letters. Kagain ha'olam maitzi. If we would make the nusach bracha without a hey, you'd say bracha to Hashem lekeinu melech ha'olam maitzi lechem and aretz. Then the mem at the end of the word ha'olam and the mem in the beginning are touching. And as a different sugi in earlier in Masechtas Brachas, we said that you have to be careful because if you say it quickly ha'olam maitzi, it sounds like you're going to be missing one of the mems. So to avoid that problem, not to mix up the letters, we say ha'olam ha'maitzi. So those are different letters, and therefore we're going to avoid that problem. Now, says Taisus, okay, what do you really gain? Because Vavagav debalecha min nami ki eruv. What do you mean? Another part of the bracha of Amaitzi, even according to our Gersa, where the hey still has a problem of the mems touching. Because you say, Hamaitzi lechem min ha'aretz. The lechem min have two mems there too. Says Taisus, yeah, but that we cannot avoid. Where we could avoid it, like Hamaitzi, we're going to say instead of Maitzi. But Shani Asim over there, it's different because the crux of it's based on the pasuk in Tilm Kav Dal. It says, Matzmiach chatzer lebehema. Hashem sprouts the herbs for the animal, the esav l'avodas ha'adam, and the grass for the service of man. L'haitzi lechem min ha'aretz, to take out bread from the ground. So there it says lechem min, which is based on the pasuk. Therefore we say that nusach. But again, where we could avoid it, we're going to say ha'maitzi and not maitzi. Now, but says Taisus, Valkein, therefore, since actually we say it based on this pasuk at Tom Kav Dalad, yesh liv tzayi b'shtei yadav be'esetz bayis. A person should make ha'maitzi with his two hands, with his 10 fingers holding the bread, neged yotev shebemekor zeh, which correlates to the 10 words in this pasuk, which is where we get the nusach of the bracha of ha'maitzi lechem min ha'aretz from. And since it's 10 words, one should hold it with one's 10 fingers when he's making ha'maitzi. Now, we're going to next Taisus b'maslom. Taisus begins with the words of the Gemara. From the fact that in our Mishnah we learn the halachas of vegetables, of greens, similar to that of bread. So therefore, we compare the halachas. Now, Taisa explains, in what way are yirakas similar to bread? That is, the Gemara had brought that cooked vegetables, said Rabbi Noy in the name of Abaya, you're going to make a bayi pri adama. What's the proof? Because in our Mishnah, we taught on peiros ha'aretz, vegetables that make a bayi pri adama. Besides bread, where that's the exception, make a moitzi lechem and aretz. And the halacha right after that says, regarding your ruckus, regarding greens, you're going to make a bayi pri adama, which Rabbi Huda disagrees with. But the Gemara makes a diuk, an inference, and says, from the fact that we learned chutz from the past right next to the case of your ruckus, comes to tell you that even if you cooked it, it'll be similar to bread, which is also changed by heat, and it's baked, where there the bracha is its appropriate bracha. So to be here, even after you cook it, it's going to be the appropriate bracha, bar pri adama. So Tosfos says that since Rabbi Noy is talking about all types of cooked vegetables, that you're making a bar pri adama, and not only the vegetables that get better when you cook it, but even vegetables that get worse when you cook it. So if that's the case, as Tosfos says, lo yabi rakas dumi de pas. So it's not really true. It's not that these greens are similar to bread. When you put fire to the dough, the bread becomes better. But there are certain herbs, there are certain greens that they don't get better when you put it to the fire. So how could you say it's similar to that of pas? Ela kalema rather says taste of what the Gemara is saying is, ma pas, just like bread, im bishul megare es habracha, the cooking doesn't diminish the blessing, afi rakas nami, so to the greens, it's not saying that in the quality. Rather, it's talking about regarding the halachas habrachas. So to the rakas, the Mishnah is equating, the mosayu kaimi, it retains its bracha, vole megare lu habishul, that the cooking does not downgrade it from its bracha to make it down to a shahakal. No, the bracha is going to retain, even after cooking, the same bracha of boi pri adama. Now, we're going to the next taste of the maskel. Taste begins with the words of the Gemara, Mishkachas labetumi vekarti. This applies by garlic and by leek, which taste comes to explain who do we rule like, Rav Chizda or like Rav Nachman, because the Gemara brought a machlekes. Rav Chizda said that the halacha of cooked vegetables are, depends. If it's something that starts off in a raw state to be a boi pri adama, so when you cook it, it gets downgraded to shahakal. Whatever starts off in a raw state, not so edible, you make a shahakal, so when you cook it, it's a boi pri adama. So that the Gemara asks, so okay, I understand that a case of where it starts off as a shahakal, that when you cook it, it becomes bar pri adama, I could understand that's by cabbage, that's by beets, that's by pumpkin, where in a raw state, it's not so edible. So when you cook it, it becomes bar pri adama. But what's the case of that it starts off by pri adama, when you cook it, it gets worse to be a shahakal? So Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, he says you get it by garlic and by leek. And the reason why that is because its primary state is eaten when it's raw, but when you cook it, the cooking actually makes it less potent, less effective. Therefore, the bracha is going to be shahakal. On that, says Tais Vim Tami, if you're going to say, Tais asks to take a second look, because Vari Nira Lainayim, but it's obvious to the eyes, that Bishul Mashbichan, we see when you cook the garlic and the leek, actually the cooking makes it better. How could the Gemara say such a thing that when you cook it, it downgrades it? Oh, Vishlema, Tais says, what you could say is, the Hainu Bishvil Habasav Amelech Shabbatoichan. You know why the garlic and the leek taste better when you cook it? That's not the cooking of the garlic and the leek. That's because of the meat and the salt that's inside that gives flavor into the garlic and the leek. But the garlic and the leek themselves actually doesn't get better when you cook it. And therefore, when you cook it by itself, the halacha is that it gets downgraded to a shahakal. Now, the Gemara explained that something that gets better when you cook it, it's going to be a bar pri adama. And when something that is better when it's raw, the bracha is going to be a bar pri adama before you cook it. So it sounds like that there's things that are good before and not after, or good after and not before. It says Taisa Benir and Hadvarim, it would seem to be Shakol Dabe Shuhu Kol Kach Tov Mevoshel Kamoichai, but anything that just as well tastes good cooked as it does raw, and V'chai Kamei Mevoshel is just as well raw as it is cooked, Kamei Mina Kitnias, like certain types of legumes, V'chein Tapuchim and apples, that you taste good raw and cooked, Yeshlam bracha rishayna, then it has the original bracha, so kol kach shav mevishol and kamechayim, tastes just as good cooked as it does raw, and therefore the bracha is going to be the same, whether it's raw or cooked. Now, mitamza says, because of this reason, mevrachin inami aliyayin mevushol, therefore we make a bracha on wine that's cooked, by priagofen, the same bracha as when it's raw, so kol kach utayv achabishol, because it's just as good, the wine, when it's mevushol, kamechayim lachayim, like it does taste, many people have bottles of wine that are mevushol, not mevushol, and it tastes just as well, therefore the bishul does not downgrade it to shakal, has the same bracha. Now it says taisis v'kara and pumpkin, v'silka and beets, v'kroiv and cabbage, u'kayotzben and things similar to that. Shetoivin yesim v'vishol mechayin, that they taste better cooked than they are raw. So kashen chayin, when they're raw, mevarchin aleim shahakal, you can make a shahakal. U'mevisholim, when they're cooked, they're going to be a bar pri adama. Now, b'chein eisen armonia, so too chestnuts, v'chavushim and quinces, she'en the ruin la'ochlan chayin kemay mevishalom, that actually, they're not as good raw as they are cooked. So, b'tchila, mevarachin alein shahakal. In the beginning, you can make a shahakal. U'mevishalom, bari p'ra eitz. Like, people have these cooked chestnuts. When they're cooked, then you can make a bari p'ra eitz. Now, ach eisen armonia, shekorin lumvirj, which Taisa says, but there are certain chestnuts that are called lumvirj, that they're very large chestnuts that are fit to eat, even when they're raw. Mavarach aleim bayi per eitz afel betchila. Then yes, there, even in the beginning, before they're cooked, you're still going to make a bayi per eitz. Now, in the inverse, v'chol devar meskalkel bebishul, anything that gets worse when you cook it, k'kein tumi bekarta k'eitz ben, like the divrei maskal des Taisa, like garlic and leek and things like that. So then k'shein chayin, when they're raw, mavarach aleim bayi per adama, then you can make the appropriate bracha of bayi per adama. Mavashalom, when it gets worse, then you can make a shahakal. Kach ner l'Rabbein Yehuda, this is all what appears to be to the Rabbein Yehuda, one of the Balak Taisas. However, the Taisas brings the Harav Alphas Pasik Bishlokas. However, the Rif rules regarding cooked vegetables that even the Ishtani Ligarius al Bishulon, even if it gets worse through the cooking, not like Rabbein Yehuda, who he was saying that, okay, if it gets worse, it's going to be shahakal. Now, the Rif rules that even if it gets worse by the cooking, I'm a Bayer Priyadama, you're going to make a Bayer Priyadama, Kerav Nachman. The Amma that he says, Shlok is Mavarach and Aleim Bari Priyadama, he says that you make a Bari Priyadama on all types of cooked vegetables. Now, why do we rule like Rav Nachman? Because Rav Chiya Bar Abba, Koinami, Kavasei. He holds like him also. We're in the Gemara that he says that Shlok is Bari Priyadama. Now, Taisa forewarns a question. Maybe Rav Chiya Bar Abba is only talking about shlokas that get better through the cooking, but maybe when you cook vegetables that get worse, maybe he would agree that the bracha is going to be shahakal. And that says Taisa says no, because the b'chol shlokas is my Rav Chiya Bar Abba. He's talking about all types of cooked vegetables. Af ba'isin the mishnah l'griyus, even those that get worse by cooking. And how do we know this? When the palag lahu gemara adadi, even the fact that the gemara says that there's a machlekes between Rav Chiya Bar Abba and Rabbi Yehuda Bayefes. Now, the difficulty would be if Rav Chiya Bar Abba is only talking about cooked vegetables that get better. Then you make a hadama. So why does the Gemara say that there's a machlekes? Say there's no machlekes. Say Rabbi Yafis was talking about vegetables that get worse, and therefore when you cook it, you make a shahakal. Rabbi Barabba was talking about vegetables that get better when you cook it, and therefore you're going to make the bari pri adama. Rather, obviously, Rabbi Barabba was talking about in all types of cases, even when it gets worse, that you can make a bari pri adama. And that's why the Rif rules that by all cooked vegetables, even those that get worse, are going to be bari pri adama, because you see, Rabbi Barabba supports this opinion of Rav Nachman. Now, additionally, says Taisus, therefore, ve'ega is metugin bedvash. If you have a nut that's coated with honey, mavarach alav bari priya eitz. You can make a bari priya eitz. Because, although that it's good to eat when it's raw, but since it's even good to eat when it's cooked too, even after that it's fried after it's coated with the honey, you're still going to make, after it's fried in the honey, you're still going to make a bari priya eitz. Now, what's with the fact that you have the honey? Says Taisus, the egg is ikar, because the nut is the primary, and therefore you're going to make a bari priya eitz, even after that it was fried in the honey, you're still going to make the bari priya eitz, because it's just as well, as Taisus had said previously, that if it's just as well cooked as it is raw, it's going to retain its original bracha. So Taisus brought two different opinions. Taisus brought Rabbein Yehuda, who actually rules like Rav Chizkiya in our Gemara, that the halacha of cooked vegetables depends. If it gets better through cooking, so then the bracha is going to be bari priya eitz after it's cooked. Or if it gets worse through cooking, then the bracha is going to be shahakal after it's cooked. But Taisa brought from the Rif that said the halacha is like Rav Nachman, which doesn't differentiate. And the reason is because Rav Chiya Bar Abba holds like him that all cooked vegetables, even though they get worse, you're still going to make a bari priya adama after that it's cooked. And what's the proof that he's talking about even the shlokas that get worse? From the fact that the Gemara says Rabbi Yafis, who says the bracha on cooked vegetables, shahakal disagrees with this opinion. Why didn't he say that? No, it's not a machlekes, but he's talking about vegetables that get worse. Obviously, Rav Chiya Bar Abba was talking about even those that get worse is bari priya adama, and therefore, when the other opinion, Rabbi Yom Yafis, is saying shahakal, obviously they're disagreeing. And so to Taisa concludes that so to a nut that's fried in honey, the bracha is going to be bari priya eitz even after the tigun, because it's just as well as it's when after it's roasted as it is before. And moreover, we don't say that the honey is the primary to make a shakal, rather you're going to make ha'etz. Now, continuing the next Taisa Dibimasal, Taisa begins with the words of the Gemara that called Tlasin Yoibim Mahadat Hamudi. Every 30 days, he would review all his learning. So Taisa comes to explain that it doesn't mean all his learning that he knew. In other words, the Gemara brought Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba. The reason why we rule like him in his version of Rabbi Yechanan is because he would review all his learning every 30 days in front of Rabbi Yechanan and his teacher. So this Taisa Lav Davko Kol Talmud. It doesn't literally mean to say all his learning. Whatever he learned in the past 30 days, on the 31st day, he would review all the learning from the previous 30 days in front of him. And again, therefore, we rule like him and not like Rabbi Yaman Bayefes. The next Taisa Divrei Maaskal, that begins with the words of the Gemara, Zayis Maliach, a salted olive. The Gemara brought a proof that regarding the cooked vegetables that you make a Ber Pri Adama, from the fact that Rabbi Barabba testified that he saw Rabbi Yochanan who once ate a salted olive, and he made a bracha before he ate it and afterwards. And the Gemara proved that it seems that the intention was that before he ate the olive, he made a Ber Pri Eitz, and afterwards he made an Ala Eitz, a bracha Achas Mein Shalos. Obviously, you see that on cooked vegetables, it retains its appropriate bracha even after that it's cooked. So Tosfos comes to explain what he means. The olive here wasn't cooked, all it was salted. So what's the proof from here? So on that Tosfos explains, because since we know umaliach, something that's salted, is kereseyach, it's like it was roasted. So therefore, something that's salted, this olive that was salted, it was like it was cooked, it was like it was roasted. When it sits in salt for a while, it's like it's roasting, has the same halachic properties. So therefore, this olive had a halacha like shlokas, like it, as if it was cooked. And even so, it retained its original bracha by pre-eitz. So that was the Gemara's proof that to show that obviously you see that by shlokas of like so too by vegetables, when it's cooked, that it retains the original bracha of a bayri pre-hadamah.